Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Samach Vav. We are holding a daf Samach Amud Beis. We are at Ve'ela Reb Lazar de Kaveres Devorim. A few lines from the end of the page. Three lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely. And also by Rosie and Mark Friedman, Lila Nishmas, Rosie's father, Eugene Gluck, Yehuda ben Yoshua, Zichrono Levracha, whose fifth yard site is today, is in Shem Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to talk about today is that we had mentioned in a brisa yesterday that if you have a tzinor, if a person has a pipe, shechakoko ulubasov kavao, that he first hollowed out, turned it into a pipe, and then he was kovea it into the ground, so any water that goes through that pipe is considered to be mayim she'uvin, and is going to passel the mikvah, because that is considered a kli, even though it is currently attached to the ground. However, if it was kava'u l'b'sov chakako, if you just took a raw piece of metal, attached it to the ground, and then after it was attached to the ground, you hollowed out a pipe from it, so then it's not going to, the water that goes through it is not going to passel the mikvah, will not be considered mayim she'uvin. So the Gemara had said, oh, that brisa is lo Rabbi Eliezer v'lo Rabbanan. It's against everybody. So the Gemara wants to figure out which Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan are you talking about that brisa is necessarily against. So the first of the three possibilities of which Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, which machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan who was against, was from our Mishnah. So that's why this whole sugya comes up over here, was about mechiras habayis and what is and is not included. That's what we spoke about yesterday. So today we're going to have two more possibilities of which machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan are both shitos against this brisa regarding a pipe of a mikvah where there's a distinction of chakako l'b'sov chibro or chibro l'b'sov chakako. So that's going to be Amud Aleph, going through both other possibilities of which Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan it's against. Then the Gemara is going to say, once we talk about that which was detached from the ground and then was attached to the ground, and whether it still has the status of being detached or it has the status of being actual karka, applies in two other places, and we're going to discuss each of those places. One is with regard to hechsher zra'im lekabel tuma, that in order for a food to be mekabel tuma, it needs to come into contact with one of the zayin mashkin, but not only does it need to come into contact with one of the zayin mashkin, it needs to be nichale, it needs to be that you are happy about that liquid coming into contact. However, there's another qualification. Not only does it need to be nichale, it needs to be nichale for the sake of that which is talush, of that which is talush. If it was only nichale for the sake of that which is mechubar, then that's not machshir lekabel tumah. So what if it was nichale for something that was talush l'b'sov chibro? Is that considered nichale for that which is talush, or is that considered nichale for that which is mechubar? So that's another area of halacha where talush l'b'sov chibro comes up. And then the final area of halacha where it comes up is isur nechasim, that the halacha is that a daughter gets no Yerusha. The sons get all of the Yerusha. However, the Rabbanan were masakin, well, wait a second. What if you have a daughter, a single daughter, she's not yet married, who's going to pay for her chasana if the father dies and the daughter gets no Yerusha? So the Chum were masakin, isur nechasim, that one-tenth of the father's karka goes to the daughter. So and that's used to pay for her wedding or whatever. So one-tenth of his karka, but not one-tenth of his mitaltalin. Well, what about something that was talush ulubasov chibro? Is that included in Isur Nechasim, or is that not included in Isur Nechasim? So that's yet another example of where talush ulubasov chibro is going to come up. So that sugya will bring us to the Mishnah on the top of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. So let's begin Samachem Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page. Again, we're still trying to discover where is the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, where both Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan are not like the brisa that spoke about this pipe and whether the water that goes through it is mayim she'uvin or not, where the Braisa distinguished between chakako l'b'sov kava'o versus kava'o l'b'sov chakako. So ve'ela Rabbi Eliezer de kaveres devarim. The Rabbi Eliezer that we're referring to, the machlokes of those and the Rabbanu we're referring to, is the one that's about the kaveres devarim, that's about the honeycomb. De tanan, because we have a Mishnah Maseches Shviyas as well as Maseches Uktzin, kaveres devarim, if you have a honeycomb that's mechubel karka, that's actually attached to the ground, cemented into the ground. Rabbi Eliezer Omer harei hi kekarka. It has a status of karka, and you could buy it. The way what we mean when we say harei kekarka is that the darkei akinyonim are the way of being kona karka. There are different ways to be kona karka than there are to be kona metaltlin. Metaltlin your kona by doing a hagba, a meshicha, something like that. Karka, it's kesef, it's star, it's chazaka. So the way to be kona a kaveres devorim is through the kinyon a karka, with kesef, with star, with chazaka, and or kinyon, you could do a kinyon agav, that's another way, that karka is different than metaltolin, is that you could be kona metaltolin agav a karka. That if I do a kinyon on karka, and I want to be kona metaltolin also along with it, I only need to do the kinyon on the karka, and agav that karka, I get metaltolin as well. So the foundation has to be a kinyan on karka. Can the foundation be a kinyan on the kaveres devorim? Is that karka enough to be the foundation for which I'll be kona metaltolin agav that? So says Rabbi Eliezer, yes, it has a din of karka, both in terms of the forms of kinyanim you use, as well as the fact that it could be the foundation of a kinyan agav. And v'kos v'nalel prosbul, the halacha is, Hillel was mesakein, that a malva who wants to make sure that Shemitah doesn't cancel the loan that happened prior to Shemitah, and then he'll lose all of his money, he's got to write a prosbul where he's moser chov ol beizdin, where he gives over the chov, that beizdin is going to be able to then collect that chov. So and then Shemitah won't cancel out the loan, but a prosbul is only it can only be written if the lova owns some sort of karka. So what if the lova doesn't own any other karka except for this kaveres devorim? Do we say that that's sufficient to be able to write a prosbul? Says Rabbi Eliezer, yes, that you could write a prosbul if as long as the lova has even a kaveres devorim, that's considered to be karka. The chiddush is that one might have thought that even though it's ki karka, but it's not going to work for a prosbul because sof, the malva doesn't have smichas das to collect his chov from it because you can move it. Meaning the whole idea of a lova having karka, and that's what you could write a prosbul on, is based on the fact that the malva is going to have smichas das, that it will always be there, and if he ever needs to collect, he'll always be able to collect from it. Well, the kaveres devorim, there's no guarantee that it will always be there. It could easily be destroyed. It could easily be moved. So that's the chiddush, that even, meaning once we already said it as a din of karka legabe all the kinyanim, one would have imagined, of course, a kos v'nalel prosbul. So that's the chiddush over here, that no, but for the function of what prosbul is meant for, it doesn't seem to fit the criteria. Nevertheless, it does. You could be kosiv prosbul. In addition to that, v'enim mekabels tumba b'mekoma, as long as it remains intact in place, it cannot be mekabel tuma because its attachment to the ground is mevatel the shame kli from it, and that which doesn't have a shame kli is not mekabel tuma. The Rambam, the Rashbam writes rather that even the dvash shebetocha is not mekabel tuma, even the honey inside of it is not mekabel tuma because it's batel to the kaveres. And so that's only when the kaveres is in its place. But if the kaveres has been moved, so then the dvash shebetocha is mekabel tuma like all other ochlin. So that's why it says by Kabbalah's Tuma that it's in Kabbalah's Tuma bimakoma. And he says that that is not only a din legabe Tuma, it's legabe other dinim as well. A kaveris that's been moved from its place, you can no longer write a prosbul on it. And we're about to see that the Rodim Menu B'Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv if you take from it on. You're not going to be chayiv if it's been moved from its place. However, Tosus writes that the Inyan of Tuma, the Chamra Machmir, that the kaveris that's been moved, Mimakoma is mekabel tuma. Maybe you'll come to be machlefit with other kelim that are metaltalim, that you might come to confuse it for other kelim that are metaltalim. And if you were not to allow it to be mekabel tuma, if we were not to say on a drabbanan level that once it's moved from its place, mekabel tuma, we'll think that other kelim that are also movable are not mekabel tuma, and that would be a terrible mistake. So the Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnayos and Uktzin is medayik from Tosos that it sounds like legabe all the other dinim, Minim, it's still considered to be Mechubar Lekarka, even though it's Zaz Mimakoma, even though it's moved from its place. Sounds like there's this special Din Derabanan by Kabbalah Stuma, because you might come to confuse it for other things. But Legabe other things, Legabe Hilcha Shabbos, for example, of detaching it from the ground, if it's Zaz Mimakoma, it would still be considered Mechubar, and would still be, you'd still be Chayiv for detaching it from the ground on Shabbos. The fact that the Rashbam has to say that the Dvash is bottled to the Kaveres, and that's why it too is considered to be Mechubar Lekarka, and it wasn't enough for the Rashbam to just say that it's Gidule Karka, like we say Legabe Chiyuv Shabbos, is because the Gedr Mechubar Lekarka, when it comes to Tumah, and the Gedr Mechubar Lekarka, Legabe Shabbos, have certain differences in their dinim. So what we're trying to say is that this fits the criteria, the Dvash fits the criteria of Mechubar Lekarka, both the Gabe Shabbos and the Gabe Tumah. And then Rabbi Lozer says, and I'm so convinced that it's considered Mechubar Lekarka, that if a person takes some of the Dvash from this Kaveres on Shabbos, he's going to be Chayiv Chatas. He's going to be Chayiv, a Karban Chatas, for violating the Malacha of Kotzer, for taking, for detaching something from the ground. That is the Sheet of Reb Lezer. So the Gabe, all of these different halachos, the Gabe Kinyanim, the Gabe, right, that was Legabe Kinyanim, Legabe Prusbul, Legabe Kabbalah Stuma, and Legabe Hilcha Shabbos, it is considered to be 100% Mechubar Lekarka. The Chamomim, and the Chamomim say, on none of those levels is it considered Mechubar Lekarka. Eina Kekarka, it is not a din like Karka, Legabe Kinyanim, because it's the chibur, the fact that you were mechabrit to the karka doesn't take away its status as a kli. It's just a kli. And vein kosvin aleha prusbul. You don't, can't write a prusbul if this is the only karka that the lover owns. Umekabelas tuma b'mekoma, and it can be mekabel tuma in its designated location because it has a din of a kli. Va'arod miyana b'shabes potter, and if you take honey from it on Shabbos, you're going to be potter. So it's muchach in this Mishnah that the Tosefta is that the Tosefta that we had quoted that was mechalik between a pipe that was chakoko l'bsov kavao versus kavao l'bsov chakoko is not like Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer seems pretty clear over here that even if this kaveres was chakoko l'bsov kavao, it's dina kekarka. That this kaveres, even if it existed independently before you were mechaberit to the karka, it still has a din of a kli. It still has a din of karka, rather. It does not have a din of a kli at all. So it must be like the Rabbanan all, that even after you're mechaberit, it doesn't lose the shame kli. So says the Gemara, from Rabbi Lezer about Kaveris, there's no raya that he holds, that which is Talish L'Bosov Chibro has a din of Mechubar. And the Tosefta is not necessarily against him. Why? Why is that not a good raya? Hasam, when it comes to the Kaveris, the Machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is not on the din of the Kaveris, it's on the din of the honey that's in the Kaveris, that's in the Makom Gidulo. So even though the Kaveris itself is not Mechul B'Lekarka, the honey that's connected to that kaveres might still be considered mechubar lekarka. Why? Why would that be the case? Kedamar Reb Lazar Taima, that Reb Lazar explained. To Amar Reb Lazar Taima, the Rabbi Eliezer, because Reb Lazar explained, my Taima, the Rabbi Eliezer, what is the reason that Rabbi Eliezer considers the Dvash to be mechubar lekarka, even though the kaveres might itself might not be mechubar lekarka? Because the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, when it comes to Yonasan, who was going with his mata, and it says Vayitbolo sobi yaris hadvash, that he dipped it in the yaris hadvash. A ya'ar is a forest. A dvash is honey. So what in the world is what is a forest of honey? What does honey have to do with a forest? So it must be that we're trying to link those two items one to another. Maya aratolish mena b'Shabbos chayiv chatas. Just like if one detaches something from a forest on Shabbos, he's chayiv chatas because he's violated the malacha of kotzer after vash. Harodim mena b'Shabbos chayiv chatas. So it must be that if a person b'shogeg removes honey from the dvash, from the honeycomb, from the kaveres rather, he's going to be chayiv chatas because the dvash itself is considered to be mechubar wherever it is growing in that kaveres. even if the kaveris itself is not considered to be mechubar, the dvash is considered to be mechubar. That pasuk was talking about the milchama that the Jewish people were fighting with the Plishtim, where Shaul had made a shavua that no one is allowed to eat until the erev, that he declared a fast day, and then because by the evening he figured that the nekama against the Plishtim will be completed, but until such time no one was allowed to eat, so no one ate the entire day, and even when they got to the Yar, where there was dvash all over the place, no one tasted from it. But Yonasan didn't hear about the shvua that his father had taken, so he took the ktzeh mata that he had in his hand, and he was tovel l'piyaros hadvash, and he put it to his mouth. So the pashtus of the pasuk is that yaros hadvash is the dvash that you find in a yar, which probably means maple syrup or something like that. Right, you don't find a kaveris devorim, but we're assuming, he uses the term dvash, so probably it has something to do, the fact that the term dvash is used, and stam dvash means bee honey, so you think about the context of bee honey, and that's got nothing to do with the yar, so the juxtaposition of those words, of yaaris and dvash, that tells you that it must be that there's some limud to be made. So bottom line is, we try to show that the Rabbi Eliezer, that's against our... The din about the mikvah, about the pipe of the mikvah, is this Rabbi Eliezer about a kaveris devorim? But we said, no, it's not a raya at all, because your whole raya that Rabbi Eliezer about kaveris devorim is against the halacha about the mikvah, is assuming that Rabbi Eliezer is talking about the kaveris. But he's not. He's talking about the dvash that's in the kaveris. And the dvash that's in the kaveris has its own limud based on the pasuk. So it's got absolutely nothing to do with this discussion. Once we're on the topic, though, of the Aras Hadvash, the Gemara over here brings this raya from Yonasan ben Shaul, where Rabbi Lezer is medayik that the dvash is hukash liyar, and therefore it's considered mechubar lekarka. So there is a machlokas in the Mefarshim. What was the dvash that Yonasan actually stuck his stick into? Rashi's shita over there is that the dvash was actually sugar cane, and that's what he tasted from, and that's what he explains the pasuk chalti ariyim divshi, that even though that he was talking about the pasuk in Shir Hashirim also is talking about the dvash of a sugar cane, not real dvash. However, the Radak says that the dvash is dvash dvorim, and that's what Yonasan tasted from. And the Radak says that that's what the pasuk in Shir Hashirim is about as well, that whenever the term dvash is used, it always means dvash dvorim. It does not mean a sugar cane. So the Karen Ora in Mesechas Nedarim brings a raya from our sugya that stam dvash is dvash dvorim like the Radak, and that the pasuk that speaks about Yonasan must be about dvash dvorim, because Rabbi Lezer holds that it wrote the dvash mikaveris dvorim is chayiv chatas, and he brings a raya from this pasuk of Yonasan. But if the dvash were just a sugar cane, what's his raya? Maybe it's only by a sugar cane where you're in violation of tolish, because it's mushrash bekarka. The sugar cane is actually rooted in the karka, but dvash dvorim is tolush, and then you're mechaber to the karka. Maybe to take the dvash dvorim off of the kaveris is not tolish. So the Gemara must have assumed that it's about dvash dvorim, because it can't be about a sugar cane where we're just assuming, and who had it, dvash dvorim, because it's pretty much the same setup. It's not at all the same setup. A sugar cane is mushrush bekarka. Dvash dvorim is not mushrush bekarka. So this seems, says the Karen Ora, like a gevaldik raya that Rashi is incorrect, a raya to the Radak. So the Sholem Meshev has a tshuva where he says that it's a kushya nifla'a, that the Karen Ora's raya seems to be an unbelievable raya. So he suggests maybe, even though sugar canes are mushrush bekarka, it could be that the sugar that one would suck out of a sugar cane is not considered mechubar lekarka. And he says, you know what my raya is? What bracha do you say on it? You would say shahakol, because it's meant to be it's meant to be sucked out, and it's not doesn't have a din of the ilan itself. And nevertheless, where the pasuk calls it yaros hadvash, that it's just like a yar that you're chayiv mishum tolesh. So it must be because the dvash itself is still considered to be mechubar, even though it's not rooted in the ground. So now the sugar cane is very similar to kaveris devorim. Meaning, if you can say by a sugar cane that even though the actual cane is mushrash bekarka, the sugar within it that you might suck out is considered to be not mushrash bekarka, haraya, you say brachav shakol niyavidvaro on it, so then it would be very similar to a kaveres devorim. On the pasuk of eretz chitzus eretz zeis shemen udvash, when the pasuk talks about the shivus aminim, so that in the shtabach ben eretz yisrael, the targum writes vihi avdo dvash. So the sfasemis explains that what unklus means is that it's talking about the dvash of kanim shegedelim be'eretz yisrael, like Rashi says about the dvash by Yohonasan, meaning that the dvash over there is also sugar cane. However, he quotes the based on the Gemara and the Sifra that it's neither. It's not dvash tvorim nor dvash of sugar cane. It's dvash tamarim. That's referring to date honey because Eretz Yisrael produces wonderful dates. So this inyan is has enough gemina lahalacha with legabi the bracha on sugar. Tosos Maseches Brachos writes that on sugar you're supposed to actually say bar priya eitz, because ya'ariyim divshi zet sukar, that's a reference to sugar. And the Chuvas HaRashba writes that if you have medications that are made using dvash that bugs have fallen into and they stayed there for 12 months, that the dvash has the ability to preserve things and keep things fully intact that are preserved in it. So do you say such a thing when it comes to sugar as well? So it might be enough gemina for that as well. We certainly know that about bee honey, but it's the same thing with true with regard to sugar. So it all relates to when you say the word dvash, what exactly does the word dvash typically mean? This idea of mechubro of talishul b'sof chibro may have another nafkamina lahalacha, even outside of the various nafkaminas lahalacha that our sugi is going to quote. In Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're not allowed to be tola tefillin bein bebatim bein beretzuos. You're not allowed to hang tefillin. It's disrespectful. It's just hang tefillin on a hook. But it's mutter to be tola them in their bag. If they're in the bag, you can hang the bag on a hook, but to hang the actual tefillin, it's disrespectful. So Magen Avraham says, yeah, that's tefillin. Sefer Torah, even in a bag, you're not allowed to hang it on something. You're not allowed to hang the Sefer Torah. So Mishnah Berurah writes that even when it's in an Aron HaKodesh and you're told of the Aron HaKodesh, it's asur to hang the Aron HaKodesh. So the Chayyadim says that even Aron HaKodesh that's mechubar with nails to the wall, it's asur as long as there's nothing supporting the Aron HaKodesh on the ground. That's called that you're hanging the Sefer Torah, and that's going to be problematic. So the post can discuss, is that really a problem? Meaning, what if you have a box that's talush, ul b'sof chibra, and then you're mechabre to the karka? Is that called that it's hanging, or is that called that it's part of the karka? So this is part of the discussion over there as well, legabe the yisr of hanging the Sefer Torah. And I remember in camp one year, they had as a color war project that the campers of each team made a new Aron Kodesh, one for the team based medrash and one for my based medrash, and they went to the wood, whatever they call it, the woodworking shop, and they built a box, and then they took the maintenance guys went and they screwed it into the wall, but it wasn't sitting on the ground, it was just a box the size of a Sefer Torah that they screwed into the wall. So is that a problem? Is that a violation? Do you need to put poles underneath it to support it in order that it not be Tola, a Sefer Torah? So that depends on this inyan of Talush ul-Besov Chibro. Does it have a din of Talush? If it has a din of Talush, then it probably has a din that it's still hanging, and if it's hanging, then it's a problem for a Sefer Torah. It's disrespectful for a Sefer Torah. But if you say, no, it has a din of Mechubar, so then it's like putting it, that it's resting on the ground. Okay, so anyway, so that's another area where it comes up. So let's see the Gemara Vayter now. So Ella, we're still trying to find out, where is this Rabbi Eliezer that's against our din in Hilchos Mekvaos? Ella Rabbi Eliezer Tidaf. It must be that it's some of the sheet of Rabbi Lazar about the daf shel nachtomen, the flat wooden board that bakers use. Titran, because we have a Mishnah in the 15th parak of Maseches Kelim, daf shel nachtomen, if you have the flat board that the nachtomen put their loaves of bread in order to sell, where they display them, and it doesn't have a base kibble, it's just a flat piece of wood. Shekava'u bakosel, if they attach it to the wall, Rabbi Elazar Mitayr. Rabbi Elazar says, no longer mekabel tuma, because it's mechubar lekarka, and anything that's mechubar lekarka is dino kekarka. So it's Rabbi Elazar's Mitayr, v'cham mitamin, and the chamim say, even after it's kavua, it's not batel to the karka, and it is mekabel tuma. Now, the Mishnah was not mechalik between a case where you first prepared it and smoothed it out and made sure it was a good daf, and then you were you were koveya it, versus a case where you koveya it and then you sanded it down and shellacked it or whatever, I don't know, whatever you have to do to make a good daf shel nachtomin. So you see that according to Rabbi Eliezer, regardless of which you did first, whether you were tikno l'bsof kava'o or kava'o l'bsof tikno, either way, he says it has a din of mechub l'karka. And that's against our Mishnah about the mikveh. Now, when it came to the mikveh was that we were mechalik between a pipe that you were chakako l'bsof kava'o versus kava'o l'bsof chakako, which happened first. That mattered when it came to the pipe of the mikveh. So, money, who is that Tosefta about the mikveh like? E Rabbi Eliezer, if it's called like Rabbi Eliezer, then afilu chakako l'bsof kava'o. He should have been machshir the mikveh, even if you hollowed it out first and then you were kaveid, because it has a full din of mechuba l'karka. And e Rabbanan, and if it was going like the Rabbanan, then they should have passed the mikveh, afilu kaveid l'bsof chakako nami, even if they were kaveid and then they hollowed it out, just like the chamra metame by the daf shel nachtamin, even if they were kaveid it and then they were misaking it, because it didn't lose the shame kli. So you see, it's mukhach from this Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan do not hold like the Tosefta in Maseches Mikvaos. So that's the raya. Now, the Kilis Yaakov, the stifler, asked the Nimra of Elchanan, how could Rabbi Elazar be mitayer a madaf that there were koveya in the wall? Anything that already had a Torah's Kabbalah Stuma, you can't be mafkia the din unless of Kabbalah Stuma from it, unless you do Shinu Maisa. And Chibur Lekarka alone is not considered a Shinu Maisa. Meaning, once something is ready, Yori Lidei Tuma, it already has the status of being Mekabal Tuma, the only way to take away that status is a Shinu Maisa, is making a significant change in it. Well, attaching it to the wall is not a Shinu Maisa. So Rabbi Chanan answers that it's only in a place where you're trying to be Metayer it, because it doesn't have a Shame Kli anymore, that you can't take away the Shame Kli unless you do Shinu Maisa, because it already had a Shame Kli. But when your goal in being Metayer it from Tuma was because it was Mechub LeKarka, and Karka is not Mekabel Tuma, so even without a Shinu Maisa, it's Tahar because of the Chibur LeKarka. That's how Rabbi Chanan suggested, that there are two ways to be Metayer it. One is to take away the Shame Kli, and the other is to be mechaber l'karka. Taking away the shame kli requires shinu maisa, but this isn't that. It's a kli. It's just a kli that's mechaber l'karka. So a kli that's mechaber l'karka is not mekabel tuma. So that's how the Rav Elchanan suggests. The Stipler himself suggests other answers. He says maybe since it's mechaber l'karka, it's kikarka. So that is a shinu maisa, because you change it from a talton to karka. Who says that that's not considered a shinu maisa in the item? Or alternatively, he says all kelim are not yorlin de tuma. Only yorlin de tuma because of the yichud and the machshava to use them, and that's why it becomes a kli that has the status of tumah. So that yichud, that designation that you have, is not does not go away unless you do a shinu maisa. Meaning, what's shinu maisa? That you're miyachid it for some other shimush. But that which is mechub l'karka, where the tahara is not because of the machshava of the person and because of the designation that's being mevatel some previous machshava. Because even if it becomes mechub l'karka me'elav, it's tahar. Because karka is not just simply not included in the category of tuma, so then you don't need a shinu maisa to be mafkia the Torah's tuma, because you don't. The whole idea of shinu maisa is that you're changing your mind, is that now you're having a different machshava about this. Well, mechubal karka has nothing to do with machshava. Mechubal karka is a metzias; it could happen all by itself without even you deciding to do anything. So that's why you don't need a real shinu maisa over here. But bottom line, the Gemara is saying that this Rabbi Eliezer about Daf Shel Nachtomin seems to be against the Braisa about the mikveh, about the Mayim Shuvin in the mikveh. So says Gemara, no, Liolam Rabbi Eliezer he. It could be that we could be Miyashiv the Tosefta to be going like Rabbi Eliezer. And according to him, a pipe that you hollowed out and then you were Koveya is not bottled to the Karka, does not lose a Shem Kli, because it had a Shem Kli before you ever attached it, and therefore the water that goes through it is Mayim Shuv and is going to pass on the mikveh. What about the fact that Rabbi Elazar was mitar the daf shel nachtomin if you were masaking it first and then you were mechabrit? He said it as a din of mechubal karka, does not have a din of a kli anymore. No, shiny pshute kliyates. the tumah derabanan, the whole tumah status of a flat wooden board in the first place, its whole kabbalah tumah, prior to attaching it to the ground, is only midrabanan. So since the whole thing was didn't have a base kibble, it was just a flat piece of wood. So and the whole tumah that it had in the first place was only the ability to be makabel tumah midrabanan. So Rabbi Eliezer is more makel and he's mitayr the gamri once you attach it to the kosel, as opposed to ma'im shuvim that's going to pass on the mikvah minatorah. Then Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that a tzinor that you first hollowed out and then you were mechabit to the karka, it doesn't lose its shame kli. He's going to be more machmir that it's going to still have a shame kli. Meaning, so essentially, when you take something that was talush and that was a kli separately from the karka, and then you mechaber it to the karka, it changes something. But the question is, how makel we want to be? So when it comes to dinim drabanan, yeah, so we'll be more makel about it. So when it comes to din drabanan, where the whole kabbalah tumah of a pshute kli is only drabanan, we'll be more makel that it loses its kabbalah tumah. But when it comes to din daraisa, we're not going to be makel about that. Ma'im shuv and pasels the mikvah mina Torah. The Gemara says, yeah, ma'im shuv and pasels the mikvah mina Torah. Mechlal, based on this of what we just said, the shiva daraisa. It sounds like when water goes through a pipe to a mikvah, that pasels the mikvah mina Torah, and that's why Rabbi Lezer is machmir. But v'akayim and rabbanon, we don't pass them like that. We have a halacha that ma'im shuvin that falls into a mikvah that already exists, that already had rainwater, and only passes it midrabbanon. So and since the Tosefta was talking about a case of a pipe that you were koveya to bring water to a mikvah, sounds like the mikvah already existed, that the mikvah was already made of megeshamim. So the ma'im that is drawn from there to through the pipe should only be psul midrabbanon. So why is Rabbi Elazar machmir in that case? I mean, the whole chiluk we wanted to say is that Mayim Shuvin is a din daraisa. It's true. You fill up a mikveh entirely with Mayim Shuvin, that's a din midaraisa, that passels. But the idea that if you put enough Mayim Shuvin into an existing mikveh, that once the ratio is more than 50% and becomes more Mayim Shuvin than non Mayim Shuvin, that's definitely only midrabanan. And the implication of the Tosefta is that we're talking about that kind of case where you already had a mikveh and then you introduced Mayim Shuvin into the mikveh. And the Gemara says this whole teretz suggests that Rabbi Elazar was only makel on the pshute kliyets because they're only mekabel tuma midrabanan va'od. And even if you're going to somehow answer the first kasha we asked, and you're going to say that even the mayim shuvin that even though mayim shuvin is only pasels midrabanan for whatever reason, the chamor machmir by the psul of mayim shuvin as if it were din Torah, somehow you're going to answer that first kasha, I'll ask you another kasha. How's the Gemara going to be miyashev that the basis of Rabbi Elazar who's makel by the daf is because it's pshute kliyets where the tumah is only midrabanan, and that's why he's makel when you attach it to the ground? Ham Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina, but didn't Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina tell us that they don't disagree about a flat piece of wood, that since pshute kliyets are not makabel tumah at all, but bedaf shel mateches machlokes? The case of Rabbi Elazar and the Chum about a daf shel nachtomin was not about pshute kliyets. It was not about a flat piece of wood. It was about a flat piece of metal. Pshute kli mateches, meaning a flat piece of metal that does not have a base kibble, but is used as a kli, is mekabel tumah min haTorah, and still Rabbi Elazar's mitayr it once you mechaber it to the kosel, even if it was fully functional prior to being mechaber to the kosel. So therefore, it turns out that this tosefta about the pipe that you were chokek l'besov kavao, pasling the mikvah, is not like Rabbi Elazar, because according to Rabbi Elazar, even by dinim dal raisa, if you had something that was functional that you then attached to the ground, it would be tahar. So this clearly against Rabbi Elazar. So based on all these kashas, the Gemara backs out and says, you're right, the Tosefta cannot be going like Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara says, it must be going like the Rabbanan. Liolam Rabbanan hi. Really, we could be miyashiv this Tosefta to be going dafka like the sheet of the Rabbanan. Which Rabbanan? The one we just mentioned about the daf shel nachtomim. That even according to the Rabbanan, the daf is considered to be a kli, and it's mekabel tuma, whether it was tikno l'besov chibro, whether it was chibro l'besov tikno. And by the Tzinor, we made that distinction between Chakoko l'besov kavao versus kavao l'besov chakoko. Shaini she'iva d'rabanan. The psul of ma'im she'uvim that comes through a pipe to a mikvah is only a psul mid'rabanan. And that's why they were more makel by that case. The opposite of what we said within Rabbi Elazar. Elazar before, that the case of the Daf Shal Nachtomin, that was a Doraisa, and that's why the Chum were so machmir. Maim Shuvim is only Midrabanan when you already have an existing mikveh. So that's why they were makel, not to passel the mikveh, if it was Kavao Wilbasov Chakako. As opposed to the Daf Shal Nachtomin was made out of Matechas, where it's Tumma Minatora, so that's Tameh, even if you're Kaveyin and then you were Masakin it. Ihach, Yafil Chakako Wilbasov Kavao Nami. But if it were really going like the Sheet of the Rabbanan, then the Maker Adin, there's no chilik between Kavao Lbasov Chakako or Chakako Lbasov Kavao. When the Rabbanan were Makel about the pipe, it's because Maim Shuvim is only Midrabbanan. So why are they only Makel in a case where it's Kavao Lbasov Chakako? They should have been Makel even if Chakako Lbasov Kavao, because after all, Maim Shuvim is only Drabbanan. Shiny Asim Dikator's Kli Alav Betalish. No, they felt that they should be Machmir about something that once was a Kli, that once it had a Torah's Kli. When it was Talish, they felt that they should be Machmir about that, that was enough of a tzad to be Machmir. Now the Gemara says, okay, two more cases in Halacha where Talish Lubasov Chibro plays a role. The first is when it comes to Hechshel the Kabel Tumah. The Torah tells us that Mikolo Ochel Asher Ye'achel Asher Yavoh Alav Mayim Yitma, that only if one of the Zayin Mashkim comes in contact with the food is it Hechshel the Kabel Tumah. But it has to be Beratzon Abaylim, so that the liquid came into contact Beratzon Abaylim. And it has to be that the liquid was Litzorech Dovra Atalush, not Litzorech Dovra Mechubar. If it was Litzorech Dovra Mechubar, then it's not Machshir LeKabel Tumah. So by Rav Yosef, Megishamim Shechashav Aleim LaDiaches Itzrovlin Mahul Izraim. Let's say you had in mind that the Megishamim, you thought, oh good, I'm happy it's raining, because I really need to rinse off my Itzrovlin, which is the round piece of wood that's Mechubar LeKarka, where they put the mill. So does that rain have the ability to be machshel lekabel tumah your zra'im, because it was you were happy about the water, but you were happy about it for your itstrovlin. So we said that the water will only be machshel lekabel tumah if you needed it for that which is talush, not for that which is mechubar. So what's that called? Is that called talush or is that called mechubar? So alibad Rabbi Lazar da Amar kol mechubar lekarka reu kekarka lo tibayelach. According to Rabbi Lazar, that anything that's attached to the ground is considered to be part of the ground. It's considered to be a chelik of the ground, so there's no suffix, because not only is the strovel, which is much more like karka than the machteshas, which is kavua, which is certainly considered to be karka, but even the machteshas that's kavua in the karka, which the Rabban considered talush, Rabbi Lazar considers to be like karka. So for sure it's not going to be machshel kabel tumah. That rain is not going to be machshel kabel tumah, but kiti bayulach alib Rabban. The shayla is within the sheet of the Rabbanan. Da amri eino kikarka, because the Rabbanan say that a machteshas that you first hollow out and then your koveya into the ground does not have a din of karka, meaning it's not sold along with the bias. That's our original sugya. So what's the din about the itstrovel when it comes to actual kabel tumah? Is that considered mechubar lekarka or not? So the study asafik are whether the svar of the rabbanan by the machteshes kavua is that not being included in the sale of the house is because anything that's talush, even after you attach it to the ground, is not like karka. In which case, hu adin when it comes to hechshel zom lekarka, we should consider it like talush, and not only by machteshes, but it should be by the strovlin as well. Or maybe no. Maybe the reason the rabbanon hold the machteshes kavua is not included in the mechiras habayis is not because it's considered to be talush, but because anyone who's mocher is always mocher ba'ayin ra'a. So that svara is a svara by hilchos mekach memker. That's a svara by mechira, but it's got nothing to do with the dinim of hechshel lekabel tumah. And maybe the gabi the dinim of hechshel lekabel tumah, it would still have a din of karka. And therefore, the mashkin will not be machshir lekabel tumah. So says Mar, take. We're not sure. We don't know how to be poshate that shaila. And now, one more application, one final application of talush l'basov chibro. The halach is that a bas is not yoresh min hatorah. When her father dies, she's not yoresh. But the chum were misakein that she takes from the nechasim that the father had one tenth of the nechasim. But that one tenth of the nechasim is used to pay for her wedding expenses. But that can only be collected from karka, not from a talush. Mitaltalin. So there were, the Gemara says there was a Maisa of a woman who had the rights to take Yisur Lechasim, and she came to Rabbi Nechemiah and she asked to send a message to Rabbi Baravuna that he should advocate on her behalf, because the Nechasim were in that she was interested in collecting were in Rabbi Baravuna's location. So Shalach Le Rabbi Nechemiah Braid Rav Yosef Le Rabbi Baravuna Zuti Lenardoa Ki Asya Hachit Zol Kabach. He writes a letter on her behalf and he says, when this woman comes to you, Agba Isur Nichse Afilu Mitstruvle Drechayim, I want you to give her Isur Nechasim even from the Itstrovel of the Rechayim, which is the base that the Rechayim sits on, because it has a din of karka, like Rabbi Eliezer, that which is mechubel karka has a din of karka. Amar Ravashi ki avinu be Rav Kana, when we were in Rav Kana's Beis Medrash, magvinon, we would collect for Yerusha Sabas, for the Yisr Nechasim of Babas, afilu me amola debati, even from the rental payments of houses that the father was Morish, because the whatever rental payments you're going to get for karka also have a din of karka, and even legabe Yisr Nechasim, they have a din of karka, and that goes to the daughter as well. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Everyone have a great day and a good Shabbos.